morning. Chris Walls, Sherry Stone with you, along with Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Some great weather out there. And with that, we don't always see those two-wheeled vehicles out there. So maybe remind our listeners to be on the lookout.
Right. With the weather getting better, people are out on their motorcycles. We want to remind everyone to look twice at every one of these intersections. Every time you have an accident with a motorcycle, the chance of injury or death is increased substantially. So please pay attention while you're out driving, especially at the highways and stuff with the crossings there, because motorcycle pulls out in front of you or you pull out in front of a motorcycle, chance of something really bad happening is pretty good.
Definitely. You have a new campaign starting up here, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a, it's called You Drive, You Text, You Pay. And so it's basically a enforcement for texting and driving. And while texting and driving is what they call a secondary offense, we are going to specifically put officers out there looking for primary offenses to pull people over for texting and driving. So that'll begin on April 4th and run through April 10th. It's a statewide program. Fremont Police will be participating. I'm sure the Nebraska State Patrol will. We encourage people not to text and drive. And I know how difficult it is because even on the way here, my phone was beeping and I wanted to pick it up and look at it.
Right. I know. It is.
It's really hard.
It is. It makes it really hard. And I don't know, unless something changes in the legislature side, it does. It makes it hard for you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to pull people over. But I'll tell you this, in my opinion, texting and driving is as dangerous as drunk driving. You shouldn't do it. And I would suspect that a large number of the accidents that we have can ultimately be attributed to some form of distracted driving, particularly with people's phones.
Well, and with this campaign, that only tells us that, yeah, it is becoming serious. That's the only reason why you would have the campaign and make and be out there enforcing it, right?
Right. And it's, I mean, I'm sure you've driven around. You see people sitting at a stoplight with their phone, the light turns, and they're not paying any attention. You know, and I've actually witnessed people driving 75 miles an hour down the highway on their phone, not paying attention. I assume maybe they have lane assist or something, but I can't imagine someone taking those types of chances.
Yeah, that's not a very good excuse. I mean, if you're, I had lane assistance and I didn't mean to crash or I didn't mean to run into that. Yeah.
But so, I know that, like, with my vehicle, we're able to chime into it and it can answer it audio wise instead of answering it texting wise, so that at least they're trying to make some efforts into clearing this up, you know. But you know, you've got a lot of these kids that are so distracted by their phones and it's kind of a little terrifying.
I think it's something that needs to be addressed. I think that eventually the legislature is going to need to look at it, making it a primary offense. So.
Yeah, I'm not on top of what other states are doing, but that's usually I'll ask, well, what are other people doing? Because a lot of times we're not always leading.
Right.
We're usually following. So that's kind of the way it goes. Anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I would say at this time of year, now that things are warming up, in particular, people start, especially after it's been cold one week and it starts to get warm, you get a group of individuals that don't have anything better to do at night than break into cars. And this is a prime time. So we're telling people, make sure you lock your cars, make sure you lock your garage doors, don't leave your wallet in your car, don't leave your keys in your car, keep things locked up. Everybody says, well, you know, this is Fremont, nothing ever happens here. Well, trust me, people break into cars every day, and people get their cars stolen, and people get their garages broken into. And if you don't want to be a victim, use some very simple precautions, and that is lock your stuff up, don't leave your wallet in your car, don't leave valuables out there, because someone will take it.
Yeah, I think we just had a camper stolen, didn't we, last week?
I suspect. It happens all the time. So.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You can call the Fremont Police non-emergency number at 402-727-2677. That's 727-COPS. You can call Crime Stoppers at 402-727-4002 and then 911 if you have an emergency.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate seeing you instead of that Butarf guy.
Thank you.
Just kidding, Captain Kurt. Just kidding.
You know he's listening.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you, Chief. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.